Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to our monthly Ask the Archangel. Of course, this is for September 2017. Matter of fact, September the 5th. Now, as far as a little background, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic that they have presented, and try not to make them about personal issues. Of course, this is to benefit the entire group. They would like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. This will also assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group and that they feel is important. Now remember, when you would like to ask a question, just please hit *6 and the number 1 to be put in the queue, and then you will be taken in the order that you have called in. And by the way, of course, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website within a couple of days. So, deep breath, and let's assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for this evening, Master Katumi.
Before I do that, I would like to do a little centering for the group this evening so that we are all centered in the present moment and we can operate from our Christed state of consciousness. So if you'll take a deep breath, and as you exhale, let go of the thoughts of the day. Let go of all of the events that transpired. Become very present in this moment. And as you breathe, breathe in and breathe out. Becoming very centered, very quiet, and very still. Focus your attention on your sacred heart. That vast space where you can know yourself as spirit. Where the love is always present. And you begin to see in this space how vast you are. Within your heart center is the most valuable matrix, the Christed matrix that was returned and dwells within the heart of all humanity. It also is in the heart of Gaia. So now let us connect to that Christed matrix within the heart of Gaia, so that the two sacred hearts beat as one. This evening, we would like to dedicate this holy space to Mother Earth and to all of the elementals. These are times of great change as we shift and move into a more multidimensional state of being. And with it, many of us are very concerned about the earth changes, the hurricanes, and all that is transpiring. Let us all, with intention and full Christ consciousness, send the element of love to all areas of Earth that are in the midst of these great Earth changes, bringing Earth into its fifth dimensional state. Within this element of love, we send the creativeness of love, the courage to persist amongst these great obstacles. And our intention is that Earth, the elements, humans, create what is needed in the highest order and best interest of Earth as it changes and shifts, and of all humans who are participating in many different iterations of this change. For we are all dedicated to raising a planet into full Christ consciousness. Good evening. It is I, Kuthumi. I am most honored to be present at this gathering. These are most auspicious times, beloved, that you are embodied on a wonderful, beautiful planet you call Earth, a Christed planet. You are facilitating great changes on this Christed planet by raising your consciousness, changing your thoughts, changing your emotions, changing the way that you use your thoughts and emotions to create very consciously. You have been very dedicated, many of you, for a very long time to bring about these changes. Often you do not expect the extremes that seem to be happening everywhere. Understand, dear ones, that there is a plan to all of this, that humans have asked for and have dedicated themselves to bring about these changes, even though they aren't always understood because they often surface in negative ways. But if you can get centered and still, you will see that there are benefits to these changes. Especially in times like this, where you're very concerned about some of the Earth changes taking place, namely in the United States, of all the hurricanes that are occurring at this time and the devastation and the loss of life, understand that the platelets within the Earth are shifting. Everything is in motion to bring about a different state, not just in the consciousness, but in the physicality, removing some of that density, redirecting these platelets that hold the Earth in orbit. These changes have to occur. And many who embody, as they do occur, have embodied for shorter periods of time to sacrifice their physicality to bring about these changes. For they are eternal, you know, and they will come again in many different iterations to be of service as Earth rises and becomes fully Christed in its physicality as well as within its consciousness. Notice how in these grave times that people band together to help one another, to love one another. So there is a unity consciousness that is being served here, which is part of that fifth dimensional template of love and unity. So these changes are, if you can just rise above the catastrophic event and see a different overall picture of how humans gather together to create in unity, to be of service to the earth and to each other. Do not allow the old vestiges of third dimension to trigger you or to push you back into old patterns, emotional patterns, mental thinking patterns that are based in fear and separation, where the ego surfaces, the fallen ego. To protect the physical. Because that's its intention in that third dimension. And it does so in that element of fear. Instead, move away from that old, worn-out template and see how the ego can be transformed into that more fifth-dimensional, usable ego where you still are warned to help you maintain and survive. But yet the element of fear is missing. So you are not triggered to act or react in ways that do not serve the greater good of the planet or the greater good of any human. The polarities must end. And everything becomes unified when you are able to step out of the good or the bad of something and see a way to create with that element of love, which is very powerful, so much more than an emotion. It's an element, a creative element. So, with these things said, I would like to invite you to come into a conversation with me. Make your comments of what you have observed in recent times as more and more light is being transmitted from the creative realms of Source to Earth, to Gaia, to humans, to help them in this great shift that you are in the midst of. So, let us begin and have a conversation.
I'd like to start off, Meskathemi, with a couple of questions that have been sent in. The first one comes from a lady, and she said that in July there was a report that there was an iceberg the size of Luxembourg, in, of course, in Europe, that broke off into the Atlantic. Would this large melt be part of the cause and effect of the storms and the rains and the floods in the Houston area and, of course, the surrounding areas as well?
Every event, every reaction that occurs on Earth at that physical level has a reaction. It may not be scientifically connected to one event or another, but it's in all of these shifts and changes that are occurring, whether it be an iceberg that has broken apart or is melting, causing a rise in the oceans, causing a change in the temperature of the waters. So yes, the answer to your question is it does affect everything that happens in these earth changes, affects some other part of the change.
Thank you. The second question is that she said she'd like to ask the archangels. She's been using a pendulum to ask questions of her higher self. Is this a viable way for her to make this contact? As you may have guessed, I have trouble with doubt. Are there any practices that I can employ to help eliminate doubt?
Well, obviously, you have come to the conclusion that this pendulum that you are using is not always accurate. And you have also discovered that the reason that it is not accurate is because you doubt yourself. You are not centered and still and in a neutral space. Now, let's look at the doubt. Doubt stems from fear. It stems from judgment of yourself as not capable. And doubt is one of the most detrimental third-dimensional fear-based patterns that humans have to change in themselves. So it is also a ploy of the ego to keep the status quo. The fallen ego is not comfortable in the midst of change that it does not understand. So doubt surfaces often, not just in you, but in most humans. So the primary practice is to monitor your thoughts and your feelings throughout the day. Create a space for yourself where you can be quiet each day for a few moments. Practice being centered in your sacred heart, just with your breath, and with your intention as you rest in this space, rest in a state of neutrality where there are no reasons for you to judge something good or bad, judge yourself. It's just a very quiet, neutral space. And the Sacred Heart consciousness facilitates you in reaching this neutral space. Also, call forth the archangels. And in this quiet space, just sit and wait and begin to notice the changes in your environment as they draw close to you. You can call them by name. Call forth Gabriel. Call forth Michael, Raphael. Any one of them will come as you call. But you have to develop time to spend developing this relationship and this consciousness. A few minutes every day, and a few minutes spent creating that neutrality for yourself in your Sacred Heart. And then the second part of that is to begin to trust your feelings. When you are in this sacred space, when you are in this neutral space, to trust what you are feeling in your heart. Put the pendulum away and listen to your higher self. Listen to your own heart. It will never lie to you. It's a quiet voice, and it is always present. Trust the answer. It will be one of the first answers you get. You can ask it, is this true? Get in that neutral, take a breath, get in the neutral space, and trust the answer. This is how you develop a relationship, first of all, with your higher self, the wisdom that you possess, and secondly, with the presence of the archangels, who will create an environment around you, an environment of love that you can depend on. It's a resource that you will always have, but it requires your time and attention daily.
Thank you. That was very, very good. Finally, one of the writers would like to ask this question, and she said that there have been an awful lot of people that she's been associated with that have mentioned Atlantis, that they have become interested. It has been come up sometimes in their dream state or sometimes just in their memory, and it seems to be increasing in the number of people that are being affected by this. So she asked if you could make a general statement about why that might be.
Yes, because now is the time to change all of those fallen paradigms that were created at the last era of Atlantis. Atlantis operated in full Christ consciousness in the Golden Age for hundreds of thousands of years of your present time. And as it declined, many of you were there and served in different roles. And many have come into embodiment at this time to change some of the things that happened at the fall, the final cataclysm. So many of those embodied, especially in the United States, also were embodied in Atlantis, not just once, but many times throughout the Golden Era and throughout the times of the decline. So, yes, very relevant that you would start to remember some of these things. And I encourage you to allow the memories to come, but I also encourage you to stay centered in your sacred heart and to be very careful about your thoughts and emotions, keeping those emotions very centered in your Christ consciousness, in fifth dimension. Do not allow yourself to fall into old patterns. Stay in the present moment. This is not Atlantis. This is not the final cataclysm. But it is an opportunity to be the Christed being that you are and draw from the wisdom that you have acquired over many lifetimes. Each one of you came into this lifetime with master imprints of Christ consciousness. This is where you have to stay centered in that neutrality as some of these memories are stirred up. Stay in the present. Again, I tell you, this is not Atlantis. You are on Earth in a time of great opportunity and change to use your wisdom and your master imprints. Those are the things you have to focus on. Those memories are those master imprints that will slowly surface, and the wisdom that you have that can be accessed in that sacred heart.
Thank you. That was a wonderful explanation. So now let's open it up to our audience tonight. You're on with Master Kathumi.
Hello, Kathumi.
Yes.
Hi. What a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for being here with us. Well, it was quite a month.
Wasn't it though?
Probably one of the most intense in the last 5 years for me. And I'm sure all of the people in this call are, you know, share my opinion. But my question to you is, all these blessings, all these movements, all these changes that I understand are blessings, some of us can feel the what humans would call tragedies that come before they come. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So big planetary movements, you know, the eclipse, Fukushima, I mean, big events on Earth.
Yeah.
I usually feel them before they happen. Of course, I don't know what's going to happen. I just know something's up. And they're very intense. It's very intense.
Yeah.
This month in particular, I was like I just felt like my body was going to explode. It was so intense. And you don't feel like waking up. You don't feel like doing much. You don't feel connected. You don't feel, it's very challenging. But deep down, I understand it's not me. But so for some of us that share this experience that we feel the energies before they actually happen. And when Harvey hit, I was like, oh, well, yeah, that's what I was feeling. So when Harvey hits, then I'm at peace. But it's the time prior to that, you know, it's all this big intensity that I feel, and I'm sure others do too. So for those people who feel these big movements before they happen, is there something that you can recommend? What do we do during those intense? I mean, I stay in my apartment. I barely talk to anybody. I try not to Of course, I don't scare anybody. I don't share it with anybody. It's like I try to hold it and just wait till it passes. But again, this month in particular was, wow, very,
yeah,
very, very intense. So, Katumi, could you, what do you recommend I do or we do during those times prior to? Is there a higher purpose? Am I helping in any way by feeling all this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're taking it in at that emotional level that is a lower level, and it causes a lot of disturbance in you. It's not, there's a little bit of fear there, not fear so much for yourself, but for whoever is going to be affected by these great changes that are occurring. Understand you are very clairsentient, but at the same time, you're very connected to Gaia. So you sense in that clairsentience all of these shiftings and churnings and the power of that. And sometimes it is so overwhelming to your physicality that you don't know how to kind of discharge that energy out of your body. So it's kind of you resonate as the energies build and build and build within you. And understand, you aren't a planet. You are a human being. And you can't hold that kind of powerful earth energy within your body. You have to discharge it. You have to release it back into the earth to be used in its highest expression for Christ consciousness to grow.
Okay.
Even though you don't understand the devastation that occurs,
yeah,
you have to, just as you ground yourself and you connect in with the Christ matrix and earth, and you,
yes,
you help grow it, you have to discharge that as you pick it up in your energetics of your body. Don't bring it through your emotions, dear one.
Okay.
Because this is very devastating to your mental emotional body. It causes fragmentation.
So how do I do that, Katumi?
With your intention, breathe, release it back into Mother Earth to be used in its highest expression.
Okay.
So just breathe it in, just like you would be connecting in very easily. Just breathe it out down through your chakra system, down through your root chakra, through your earth chakra, into the earth, and give it back to Mother Earth to use it in its highest expression for the development of Christ consciousness on the planet.
Okay.
And in that, it's with your intention and your attention and your breath. Just release, release, release. And you'll have to practice that for a while. But soon, your body will become accustomed. Your emotions won't be affected. And you'll just release it, and it won't be so intense in your body.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you very, very much, Katumi.
Yes, just keep reminding yourself, released, release, release. Give it back to Mother Earth so she can use it in her higher expression.
Okay, wonderful.
Very, very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Blessings, Katumi.
Blessings, dear one.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, John and Joan, so much for taking me today. It's my first time asking a question. My question has to do with also about energy. Katumi, you had said the best way not to be triggered is to move into fifth dimension. If you could give us some ideas at the moment to do that, how to do that best, especially with the intenseness of this time. The last caller talked about the eclipse, and I had joined people from all over the world for a week prayer up in Mount Shasta, California. And there was so much intense energy coming in and we were releasing. And there were so many people that were getting so many things coming up in their body, suffering and diseases and high blood pressure. It was really kind of, I don't know, weird. So if you can answer that, that would be amazing. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you are so welcome, dear one. Yes, because these energies are so powerful. But understand, this vast light that is coming onto the planet stirs up all of the anomalies that are not like it to be released, to be altered. They are, it's an opportunity to change the way in which you think and the way in which you direct your emotions. So that centering yourself in your sacred heart into that Christ consciousness, fifth dimension is based in unity and love. So you have to love your body, love yourself. And just as I said to the previous caller, release the tension out of the body. This, as long as you hold tension in your body, the body cannot relax and be in that state of neutrality, in that state of love and harmony. There's too much tension and buildup in the body, which causes high blood pressure, causes a number of physical problems. So it's in that practice, that quiet practice every day, even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can spare, where you get into the consciousness of your sacred heart, into that fifth dimensional state of love and unity. Unity, your heart in unity with the heart, the source, and be neutral and quiet in that space. So as the tensions build in your environment, such as in this gathering, you had so many states of consciousness present there, so many concerns and fears. The rational mind is going rampant to try to figure all this out, and it cannot. So you have to get into that higher state of mind, into your higher mind. Mind where the wisdom is. But you can't do that in these events, in these environments where there's a lot of chaos and different thoughts, different feelings, if you haven't practiced ahead of time in that neutrality space, in that quiet space where you aren't jarred and you can stay neutral.
Wow,
this is how you're most effective, because your body is at rest then.
And your love, you're just being love.
Yeah,
and
call forth your angels, call forth we masters, call forth me. I would love to be there with you.
Oh my goodness, I would never have thought to do that.
Oh my word!
Oh my goodness!
I absolutely am with anyone who calls me forth, and you know, I am the master of love.
Feel it. I can
this
feel it.
This is what I bring
I feel
to
like
you.
Love.
So call on me often. I won't let you down. I will be there.
Oh, God. Thank you, Katumi. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Joan. Bless your heart. God bless you. Wow.
Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings. I love you.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Katumi. First of all, I want to say thank you for the prayer that you've given us. I use it every day, and it's changed my life. And I just wanted you to know that and say thank you first. So my question is...
You're very welcome. Yes, what is your question?
Can you talk a little bit about the electromagnetic shield around the Earth? There's a lot of of information coming in now about how it's fluctuating and changing. And I'm wondering how that affects not only the planet, but the humans in physical form. And is it connected to the light coming in?
Well, all of it's connected. First of all, you have to understand that that electromagnetic shield around the Earth is affected by humans. You know, humans are creator beings. And it is through your thoughts and your emotions that you create energetically, very powerfully, whether you're conscious of it or not. And that's why I have encouraged you to be very conscious of the thoughts that you think on a consistent basis and the feelings that you choose. Because it's with those thoughts and emotions that you create a reality. Now, let's go back to the electromagnetics of it. Thoughts are electrical. And emotions, feelings are magnetic. So as you create with your thoughts and your emotions, you affect the electromagnetics of the Earth and that shield and the fluctuations. So magnify that by every human on Earth. And some are conscious, some are not. Some are negative in their thoughts, some are negative in their emotions. They're steeped in fear, they're steeped in anger. So this, thus you have this fluctuality, this fluctual electromagnetics coming from humans. And then you have beautiful beings such as you and all of these beautiful beings that have gathered on this call who do monitor their thoughts, try to stay very centered and loving in their thoughts and try to raise their emotions to states of joy, enjoying the beauty of the earth as the elementals recreate that beauty in ways that you cannot imagine, with colors that you only see in your dreams. So that cultivate those feelings of joy and peace and harmony and the thoughts that go along with that. And then you provide a different expression for Earth.
Does that level out the fluctuation in the electromagnetic field then?
It does. At some juncture, when the critical mass is reached, that will all stabilize and operate in harmony, in unity. Because that's what this big, huge shift into fifth dimension, it's a huge change from that dense third dimension, even in the physicality. So, yes, once that critical mass, everything stabilizes, and everyone then will be swept into that fifth dimensional energy template of unity, and they will be more fully understand what the element of love really is.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Very good question.
You're next now with Master Kutumi. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Kutumi. I would like if you could clarify for me how evolution and perfection go together. I'm in the classes of seeking divine and sometimes divine image, and sometimes the archangels talk about perfection. And I understand that evolution never stops. Will you explain how it goes together?
How perfection and
evolution.
Evolution.
What is perfection when they talk about perfection? Since I believe that evolution never stops, so perfection to me is like something which stops.
Yes, this is not accurate to say perfection and mm-hmm. equate it with evolution.
Mm-hmm.
What you are being shown in these teachings is to perfect your thoughts, to make your mm-hmm. thoughts conscious and accurate so that you create precisely.
Mm-hmm.
You are ever evolving. Even when that critical mass is reached and you are in that multidimensional state, even we masters never stop evolving. But it's in that evolution, sometimes it's messy. It isn't perfected. It continually perfects itself. But perfection is never the goal.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is more to be more fully conscious in your awareness, in your unity with the source of who you are. So this is really a misunderstanding or a misuse of languaging. And of mm-hmm. course, as you know, third dimension is very limiting, the third dimensional languaging. So it's not about the perfection of the evolution. It's about allowing the evolution to grow. And sometimes it isn't perfect. It's very messy. These are very messy times. Have you noticed?
Yes.
So it's in the, not the perfection, but the preciseness of how you create with your thoughts and emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, thank you. That makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. That perfection is more of a polarized expression that really doesn't serve you. It's not a goal.
But then if there is like a, but yeah, that's why it was confusing to me, because I believed in evolution, what you are describing it. And mm-hmm. but quite often angels talk about perfection, and I kind of was puzzled by that. So,
well,
like,
it's the. I think what they are speaking of, I cannot speak for the archangel, but mm-hmm. from my perspective, is that it? They encourage the perfection of you at that spirit level, because mm-hmm. when you are unified in the source of your being, there is perfection there. And you are in Christ consciousness, there is a perfection there.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe fulfilling some, like a plan of Adam Cadman body would be perfection.
Yes.
It's, okay.
It's a perfected, allows you, that body allows you to operate in the beauty of who you are at that spirit level. Because it mm-hmm. provides the vehicle for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Good to meet
you. You're very welcome. That was a very good question.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. My question has to do with the changing sun. Katumi, can you tell us anything about the changing sun that will help us to be more Christed?
I'm not fully understanding the changing sun. What do you mean by that?
NASA and places like that are saying the sun is going through its own changes like we are, and that it's affecting us. And is that true?
Well, yes.
I mean, it seems like everything would be affected by light.
Of course it is. And that solar energy is a very important resource, energetic resource. And so as the earth changes into a more Christed planet, the resource of the sun, of that solar energy, is very important resource. And that comes from the central sun, the consciousness of the central sun. So it stands to reason that is a very integral part in these changes that are occurring now.
Mm. Yes. That would make sense. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, dear.
You're next now with Master Katumi. Hello.
My question, thank you so much for all that you've brought forward and all the callers as well. And I echo that these are very intense times. My question is about fine-tuning. I noticed that, especially since the eclipse, the intensity of the patterns and the templates that are coming up to be released is like wave after wave. And I still feel the alignment of you know, my fifth dimensional alignment or that alignment. And but I do notice that these patterns can be very intense. Now, so the question is, I noticed that I had a belief that as soon as I experienced that emotion that I should, so I use the word should purposefully here, shift into a different alignment, my fifth dimensional alignment. However, what was happening is that pattern, that belief kind of created a resistance. And so I'm wondering if there's a difference between emotion, like being having our emotions triggered, and these patterns actually releasing. So, for example, sometimes there's no story attached, but I'll feel it and then cry intensely for like 10 seconds and then feel that it's a release. And so I'll just put it out there like that, if there's a difference between emotional attachment and these patterns.
Well,
like bubbles,
you know,
coming.
The fallen state of you, the part that hasn't completely transformed into that fifth dimensional state of consciousness, has patterns and preferences in their emotions that they've used for a very long time in this embodiment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have preferences that you can rely on, and it's kind of like when certain thoughts come into your mind, that there's a automatic, oh, well, this is the emotion that goes with that. Now, the opportunity that is in front of you with all these changes and all of this light energy that is stimulating the anomalies or the fragments to come up, sometimes there isn't a thought with it. You just have this overwhelming grief that surfaces, like you said, and you're very wise here. You just allow yourself to weep or to feel it. You don't want to restrict it, because then you hold it and you put tension in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You release it. You don't have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to figure out where it comes from. You just, oh, I'm feeling this overwhelming grief. And just get centered. And if you want to cry, cry. And then just release it. It's the same way with anger. Sometimes you get angry and you just don't understand where that's coming from. It just happens. Acknowledge it and find a way to release it constructively. But release it. Don't hold tension. Don't hold on to it. Don't restrict it. So if that means beating on a pillow and screaming to the top of your lungs, let it go. Don't try to understand. Your rational mind can't understand these things. So don't even try to understand it.
Yeah, I wasn't, what was getting triggered was that I have done so much work to be in alignment that I had a belief that these should not be coming up as much, but they're coming up even more. And I there's another part of me that's very wise and aware that it's almost like it's birthing through this layer of consciousness and all of the, and that these are shedding now. Like this is
yes, exactly.
Like a death process while I'm still alive.
Yes, absolutely. It's shedding another. Well, it's like, you know, you have this analogy about the peeling of the onion and how many skins and how many layers. And I know that humans get so weary of this. And they say, how much more is there?
I'm one of them that asks that question, I must admit.
Yes, yes. How much more? As long as it takes. You know, and then there will be a time of quiet and reprieve where you're able to navigate your life in peace and harmony and in love, and you don't have any distractions and nothing is coming up. But this is not one of those times. It's very, very intense. The energies are magnificent energies for change. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to work through it for the next few months until the end of the year. And then you create a whole new cycle of creation. So you're at a completion here, a series of completing things.
That's what it was feeling like, and to not judge the intensity of it, to just simply show up and be. And as you were speaking with one of the other ladies about everything being interconnected, it just feels that as I'm doing this work, I'll speak for me, and as everyone does it, we're actually contributing to the becoming of everything, of that critical mass. And
exactly.
And so not to underestimate that either. Like this is where the work is with us each individually.
And most of all, beloved, do not judge it right or wrong.
Yeah.
It just is. And let it go. Release it. Yeah. Find a way to release the tension in the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find the judgment keeps it in place. So thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. Very good question. Very good comments. Thank you.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Hello, John, Jan, Kutumi. It's Yulia. Kutumi, is it going to be more intense, the energy? Because my physical
body... Could you say that again, please?
Is it going to be more intense? The energy is going to be more intense? Because my physical body... it's very hard for my physical body.
Yes, because you're holding that tension in your physical body that we've been talking about. You have to learn to get centered and quiet. And when these emotions come up, let them go. You have to find a way to release them, whether that's a breathing exercise, it's crying, it's beating on a pillow, screaming, whatever it is. You can't hold that tension in your body or try to figure it out. Because when you do that, when your rational mind is busy trying to figure it out, it creates more tension in the body. So you have to create a way in which you consciously release those feelings of tension. Practice relaxation techniques. Practice using your chakra system in a more coherent way, flooding it with light, creating a spiraling from top to bottom. Create something, a diversion from the rational mind into the energetics of the body that calm the body, still the body, so that that release takes place gently, but it is released out of the emotions. This is what humans are going through right now. That mental, the fragmentation in the mental emotional body is being felt very intensely now. And it has to be released. The tension out of the emotions have to be released.
Okay. Thank you so much. Will do.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, Kutumia.
You're next now with Master Kutumi. Hello.
Yes. Thank you, Kutumi, for being with us. My question is, lately, as you know, things are intensifying, there has been many global meditations for people to come together and try and bring more love and light into the earth and help humanity in the earth. Can you just speak to that, the benefits of doing that?
Well, of course. Yeshua said it very well. When one or more are gathered, not in my name, but in the name of the all that is, in Christ consciousness, much happens when you join with purpose and intention. Now, be very careful in those intentions so that they are for the highest expression of humans and earth, the highest expression of Christ consciousness, and the highest good of all of humanity and of earth in general. But it is a magnificent way to join in harmony and in great power of that light energy, of that Christed light energy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're next on with Master Kutumi. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Kutumi, for meeting with us. I would like to connect with the great masters of art, and I suspect you will tell me to do it the same way as to connect with you.
Of course. Call on them. Ask, invite them as you paint, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, as you're painting. Ask their direction. Say you admire what they created on the earth when they lived here. And would they plant seeds in your mind as you're painting about what colors to use or how to create a certain effect? And then trust.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're next on with Master Kutumi. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Kutumi. My question is really a follow-up to a caller few ago where you made the comment that the energies are going to be very intense through the end of the year, and then next year it's a new beginning. Now, was that just for the caller, or is that really a cycle of the energies that are coming in?
It's a cycle of the energies that are coming in. There was a influx starting with the spring equinox, a great creative influx that took place. And then you had the flowering in the summer. And now you're having all of these manifestations and opportunities and the influx of light to create the changes from the wisdom and of what you have gained in your creations throughout the last few months. So now you're going to be clearing out some of the debris as you enter into the quiet time of the winter season, where you can reflect, and things become quiet for a while, and then a whole new cycle starts with the spring of opportunities to create avenues to recover some of the wisdom of who you are and why you are here and what you can contribute and how you can create that. So yes, right now is a very intense cycle of completion of a lot of things. I mean, not just from the current time, but from old fragments that are stimulated to be released as these beautiful Christed light energies are so powerfully coming into the earth at this time.
Well, thank you so much, Kathumi and Joan and John. Thank you.
You are welcome. Now, understand, dear one, this is nothing to fear. It should be received with excitement.
Yes.
For the opportunities that you that lay before you.
Well, that is exciting.
It is. It is very exciting.
That's why I wanted to ask, just to clarify that it was hopefully for all of us.
Of course it is. We're in such a beautiful state of letting go of things that don't serve you and opportunities to create things that you hadn't dreamed of. That's the most exciting thing. And when individuals such as yourself take that opportunity and they and the light goes on and they begin to see the beauty of who they are and what they can create, or the previous caller that talked about painting, of what the beauty that she can create and contribute. So, yes.
Well, I'm going to take that and run with it. So, so thank you so much.
You are very welcome. These have been wonderful questions and so on topic for what is occurring now and the opportunities that lay before you to create.
We have another caller. Hello. You're on with Master Kathumi. Hello.
Thank you, Master Kathumi. Thank you, John and Joan. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, I observe the intensity, but I don't feel it. And I think I've set myself up to learn that way. And I do a lot of work of bringing the golden nectar from the soul star through my body and clearing everything. And I was wondering if that's why it's not affecting me mentally or emotionally, or at least I'm not aware of it if it is.
Well, it's because there isn't any tension in your body that is created through your thoughts and your emotions. That you have created an environment within you that you see what is going on, you know what is going on, but you have no desire to take it through the mental emotional body and further fragment it, because your goal is to unite everything, every part of your being, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So there's no need to take it through your body, through your emotions, and further fragment them, because your intention is unity within you, and you've done an excellent job by creating that, by bringing the light in, creating the nectar. You can bring it in, and you can compress it even more and create liquid to go into the bloodstream, into the chemicals of the body, into the tears and the eyes. It's unlimited what you can create with light in different expressions. So, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Even if you don't have a specific question, I would be honored to hear your experiences. You know, it's been a while since I've been in a body.
Well, somebody's taking you up on it. Hello, you're on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Before the call, I appreciate it, but I'm one of the many millions of people who are sitting here right in front of Hurricane Irma. And do you have any suggestion?
My suggestion is take precautions, make preparation, and there's not a whole lot that you can do, but allow it to do what it is intended to do. But hold the intention that Mother Earth and the elementals will direct it in its highest course.
Well, if I put my intentions, maybe I could push it out into the ocean.
You could.
With help.
Yes. Yes, you could, to where it won't affect humans, but that it will take a course that is beneficial to the changes that have to occur in the Earth without great devastation.
All right. Well, that was, I was thinking through the whole call, so thank you very much, and have a good evening.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. I was wondering, Master Katumi, if you have any suggestion how not to forget in a difficult times about self-love. I recently found myself in a situation where I kind of was struggling with it. And I experienced just going back and being very self-critical and physically tired and whatever, and I said to certain things that I regret right now.
Yeah.
So in order to just not to experience this again, how can I not forget? How can I remember?
Well, make it your intention to pay attention to what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And know that you have an opportunity when that thought surfaces or that judgment about yourself surfaces, that you have another option to choose differently. And as we've been discussing, the most detrimental thing to you as a being of light is that self-judgment. Because you then withhold love, not just from you, but for others in your life. You cannot give something you don't own, that you don't have for yourself. So it's in paying attention to what you're thinking and how you're feeling. And if you make that intention to pay attention, when that surfaces again, you'll say, oh, there it is again. I have an opportunity here. And take it. And sometimes it'll surface and you'll be in reaction before you can change it. Let it go. Just say to yourself, the next time that surfaces, I will decide differently. And you will. Just keep every day, take 5 minutes to center yourself in the Sacred Heart. For you, not for anyone else. Feel the love that you have within you. No one needs to give it to you. You already have it. Honor it.
Thanks so much.
Yes, and then you can give it because you have it.
Right, that's so simple and so beautiful. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Yeah, hello. I don't have a specific question. I just have experience to relate, and maybe you might have a comment for it, Katumi. Thank you for being with us tonight. About 6 years ago, I lost my job. I was laid off, and I was out of work for about 6 months. And I have to say that during the latter part of that time, I was I was depressed. I was agitated. I was very fearful. I ended up getting another job and had that up until about 6 months ago, at which time I lost my job, that job. And so now I've been unemployed for about 6 months again. But I've noticed this time that I've handled it differently. I have, every time the fear comes up with my financial situation becoming traumatic, I surrender. I surrender to thy will. Basically, I relinquish my will and say, thy will be done. So even though I haven't gotten a job offer and finances look shaky, I'm at peace for the most part. I still have that fear come up and threaten me at times, but then I release it, and I would leave it with the surrendering. So anyway, any thoughts you may have on that process would be appreciated.
Well, you are very wise to release the tension and the fear of it. Perhaps an opportunity is being shown to you to change your perception about your employment and go off into a different creative expression of yourself to find a job that would better suit you now in this state of consciousness where you could enjoy. It wouldn't be just a job. You would really love what you are doing. And begin to think about that. Think about that and create a perfect image, a vision of what a job would be that you would enjoy doing and that would benefit not just you, but maybe someone else, to share a technique or ability that you have. So begin in your quiet time, begin to think about that. Maybe you're being pushed into a different direction and you just haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't want to take this in too personal a direction because I know we want to keep it general for everyone. But I do have a strong desire to move out of a technical field that I've been in most of my life for the sake of earning money and move into an artistic direction where I play and create music and instruments and do much more heart-based things that I feel could serve others as well as myself with joy and pleasure.
Yeah.
That's where I'd really like to go with it.
Well, and you're quiet time, create that. What would it look like? Use your imagination. Use your vision. And then draw it to you. Magnetize the opportunity to you. You can be proactive in this. And this is not just for you personally. This is for anyone out there who is in a job that they do not like going to. A lot of individuals are being called to change many things in their life, and a lot of it has to do with their occupation and what they're doing in their life. So you are not the only one. This is a great conversation here that we're having, and there are many out there that are called to be more of service to humanity and to Earth in one way or another, apart from what they've normally done. You can take your technical skills and apply it to the autistic community, creating music or, like you said, instruments of some sort that will help these individuals. But here again, sometimes it takes your imagination, your vision, and then magnetizing that opportunity to you.
Great, wonderful. Thank you for the encouragement with that. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Master Katumi.
Hi there. Yes, thank you. Hi there. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much for taking my question. And it seems that it perfectly follows the one that was just before me. I've always been pretty creative, and lately I've just had a really hard time getting out much of anything. And so I was just wondering if you had any suggestions for me, because I'm just feeling really blocked, and I feel called to help with my, but I just, like, you know, I'm squeezing and
you're trying too hard. You're not letting the vision come to you, the imagination.
Okay.
In your quiet time, in the stillness of your heart, don't try. Just imagine. Play like you would a child, making up something.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Imagine. And let it run crazy. You may think, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Let it go. Let it roll. It'll manifest something wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Okay, one more caller. Hello, you're on with Master Katumi.
Hello, this is Natalia. I wanted to thank the guy that just asked about the work experience. My experience is very similar, and the last months I have felt a lot of precipitation, and basically my feeling receiving this energies is, if I stay with the job I am doing, I will die. Basically, that was my feeling today. If I am 1 second more here, I prefer really to die. It's really a strong energy, but I haven't felt the trust need to jump into something new, because I don't know how to do this jump. I don't really know anything else. I just know that I'm receiving this feeling, and I really thank the two persons that I just asked those questions, because it seems like it's happening around the world. The only reason I woke up at 4 a.m. here in Germany to join this call, because I don't know what to do. And yeah, if you have some comments on that, and how can I improve my everyday? It seems to go far away in the future. All this, you know, next year, the rest of the year, it seems for me I cannot resist one day more, you know.
Yeah. So first of all, you have to honor your feeling that I have to get out of this environment. Honor that. Your higher self is telling you it's time to make a move. Now, take some time every day, quiet, for you, not for anybody else, for you, to be quiet and allow yourself to imagine what it is that would really bring joy to your heart. And then, after you've taken some time, maybe a few weeks, to create that vision, then explore what opportunities are out there that you might draw to yourself. You may have to take an entry-level position in that, whatever it is you decide, whatever it is your vision is, or to experiment in different ways. And don't put it out in the future. Keep it in the present moment. You don't want this to happen in 5 years, do you?
No, tomorrow.
Exactly. And it may not happen tomorrow. It may take a few months for you to create what it is you really want to do. And explore the different opportunities that are out there for that vision. But you have to create the vision first.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what you're looking for and what to place your attention on. But
want to align this with my soul. Yeah.
Yes, and don't put it out there in the future. And don't put tension on yourself by having it happen tomorrow. allow the process and stay out of the tension. Just know that you've honored the message, you got the message, and now you're going to take some action. You're going to create a vision. You're going to contemplate where it is you want to go with this.
And it can happen, right?
It will happen. And have confidence. Be certain about that. If you doubt, it won't happen. Because that will throw a kink in it right away.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Well, beloveds, I believe that our time allotted is complete. I am delighted with the conversation that we have had this evening. Everyone had such interesting things to say, experiences that they have felt in these very creative times of change. I am honored to have been with you. And understand, I am always available. I am very, very connected to humanity, and I'm devoted to the raising of the consciousness of every human, and most of all, of this beautiful planet Earth. So, call on me. I will always be there for you. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.
Good night, all. We really appreciate everybody's participation tonight, and we look forward to seeing you in a month, basically October the 3rd. So go out and have a great month, create, and enjoy and love, and blessings.